No,
I think in the moment we got the written reasons and I decided to appeal. I think it's moment to stop with my opinions and not to add anything more than I did already, which I think I was very, very objective in my sadness facing the situation.
The only reason I ask about the relationship with Vietnam, you've talked in the past about possibly far, far in the future, maybe one day managing England. It seems less and less likely that could happen with the relationship between you and the FA as it is.
Well, maybe I am naive, and I know that naive I can use that word. Maybe I am naive, but for me, English football, English football fans, the English passion for the game, what makes me like so much this country and the football in this country is not the FA, it's the people. Is the people, and if one day I have to work for that people, I will.
How do you move on from the current situation where there have been a few negative stories since the start of the season? How do you move this on and make things positive again? Is it only by winning games that you can do that?
Well, the what people write, what people think, I don't know how to stop, and I don't know what to do. And to be fair, that's not a big concern for me. We need to win matches for us, for our club, for Chelsea supporters. We have to win matches, and we know that. But how to stop stories and bad stories and unfair stories? I don't know how. And we are not too worried with.
And a final one, just on the mentality within the group, because you mentioned a story that talked about, you know, this mutiny and player unrest. Even though you've said that players have said publicly in their interviews how much they're behind you and how much they support you, they're really only ever going to say that. They're not going to criticise you in public. But what can you say from inside about the strength of the group?
Well, in your words, you are saying that the ones that speak well about me, they do that just because they don't speak bad? That's what you are trying to say?
I just don't think any of them would be stupid enough to say, no, we don't, we're not behind them. They have to say positive things. It's not they don't believe it, they have to say it. So I'm just asking, from your point of view, inside the group, what do you see? That
well, you gave me already your point of view. There is no point if I give you my point of view.
Jonathan.
Joseph, have you ever thought about meeting with the FA just so they could explain to you why you're getting banned and fines, but other managers aren't?
I think with all due respect, I think Jersey's already said we want to stop comments there, or Jersey wants to stop comments there. If we're going to go into an appeals process, we don't do anything that prejudices the outcome of that.
Okay. The players have obviously been away for a couple of weeks since that Southampton game. Is that, in a way, maybe being good for them to get away from here and have a different environment?
I don't know, because I feel that they're okay here. I don't see a player not happy to be here. I don't see the players unhappy when they are together. So I don't think the national team time is good for them. I don't think it's bad too, because to be in a national team, I think is always an honor for a player, and every player likes to go. So when they go, when they have the chance to go, I think they go always very positive, and they like very much to go. Your question maybe has a relation also with some questions I put to myself, and one of the reasons why this two fixtures for the national teams, we had a special attention with them, was exactly to try to understand things. And this time, the first fixture, I watch every match of my players, some live, some later, but I watch every game of my players. In the second fixture, I went to the Spanish game. Silvino went to Serbia. José went to Belgium. Rui controlled South America. Steve was with the Football Association, with England under 21s, and what I analyzed in this period was no player was better in the national team than they are with us. So it's not the habitat that is making them play better or worse. In this moment they are what they are, and they are in the situation where they are, which gives me total confidence that we'll be here, that we have to improve them, they have to improve, and they have to go back to their normality. So now we have almost 1 month together, a great month, because you play Saturday, then Tuesday, then Saturday West Ham, then Tuesday Stoke in the Cup, then Liverpool, then again Dynamo Kiev. So now is non-stop every 2 days, every 3 days. I think is a very good period to be, because if we are not very well individually and collectively, I think play and play and play again is the best thing that can happen. Obviously, you don't need to lose and lose and lose, because then psychological issues are coming into the game. But in normal conditions, getting normal results, I'm not even saying win, 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 win. I'm saying win, draw, even a defeat, but going back to a situation of normality, I think it's a great month. It's a great month with so many matches.
And have you had to do a bit of soul searching yourself over the last couple of weeks as well?
What do you mean?
Well, soul searching, trying to work out what you need to do and what's gone wrong so far.
We do that every day. But today we had a good conversation again, a conversation that I'm sure that you have some bugs in some of these chairs and some source or imaginary source will tell you. We laugh a lot because Diego Costa found the reasons for the bad results.
And what was that?
I cannot tell you. And he gave us the solution. He gave us the solution to go back to victories.
So all is well. All is well.